Malchum Bey's Perek Yates, as the previous Perek ended with Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, sending intimidating message to Chezkiah, king of Yehuda, this Perek begins with Chezkiah ripping his clothing after hearing about how king of Ashur wanted to decimate Yerushalayim, as it says in Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi kishma ha-melech Chezkiyahu v'yikra es begadov v'yitachas v'sak v'yavo besa. When Chezkiah heard the news, he ripped his clothing and covered himself with ashes and sackcloth and returned home. Chezkiah sent a delegation to Yeshaya ben Amos, the prophet, to find out what Hashem wanted and to relate the aforementioned news. The delegation said in the name of Chezkiah, "Today is a tough and hard day. We're like babies in the birth canal of a mother with no strength to give birth. You, Yeshaya, please daven for our nation Yisrael, as Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, has desecrated Hashem's name." The prophet Yeshaya responded with words of comfort, as we will amir to Hashem learn when we start Sefer Yeshayahu next. Yeshaya provided the nation with words of encouragement and consolation every place he went. In Pasuk Vav, Yeshaya said, "Al tira mipnei hadvarim asher shamata." He said, "Do not fear from the words that you heard. Do not fear from the words of Sancheiriv. He will retreat to his land and he will be killed." It happened. Rav Shake, the general related to Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, Tirka, king of Cush, has started to go to war against the army of Sancheiriv. The king of Ashur then started to retreat from Yerushalayim to take care of a more immediate military matter. Rav Shake again sent messages to Chezkiah saying, "Don't trust in your God Hashem. Sancheiriv is so strong, he's defeated many nations and their God. You, Chezkiah, are certainly no match for him." Chezkiah received the messages on a piece of paper, brought them, and spread them out in front of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash floor. In Pasuk Tezvav, V'yispadol Chezkiah lifnei Hashem v'yomer. Chezkiah prayed in front of Hashem, and he said, "Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Yoshev Kruvim. Hashem, the God of Yisrael, who's the master of legions. Ata hu Elokim levadcho l'chol mamlechas ha'aretz. You alone are the master of the world and all the land. Ata sises ha-shamayim v'es-haaretz. You made the heavens and you made the earth. Please, Hashem, tilt your ear and listen. Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, curses your name. Yes, it's true. Sancheiriv has destroyed many nations. However, those nations worshipped and believed in false gods. We, Klal Yisrael, believe in you, Hashem, the source of all life. So save us from the kingdoms of the world, so the whole world will know you and Yisrael are one." In Pasuk Chaf through Lamed Gimel, the Navi now relates a prophecy Yeshaya HaNavi said to Chezkiah. Keep in mind, even though the prophecy was said to Chezkiah, it's about Sancheiriv. The gist of the prophecy is as follows. Look, Sancheiriv, look at who you're cursing. Yisrael, you, Sancheiriv, are directly insulting Hashem's people. I, Hashem, have created the world. Your cities will be devastated. Your trees will wither because you have provoked me, Hashem. You've been full of arrogance. I will destroy you. The members of Yisrael that are remaining will prosper in the years to come. Therefore, Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, will not even enter Yerushalayim or shoot an arrow. I, Hashem, will protect Yerushalayim for the sake of David, my servant. In Pasuk Lamed Hey, an amazing miracle happens. Vayehi b'laylahu vayetze malach Hashem. It was on that night an angel Hashem came. Vayach b'machane Ashur mei ashmonim v'chavishim elef. The angel Hashem came and struck down 185,000 people in the army of the king of Ashur. Vayeshkimu b'bokir, and they got up in the morning. Vayne kulam pigarim esim. And there was 185,000 corpses just laying there on the floor. Hashem did an amazing miracle. The army was done with as they found 185,000 dead just like that. Sancheiriv fled to Nineveh. While Sancheiriv was worshiping an idol called Nisroch, his own children killed him. Sancheiriv's children ruled next. Rashi points out, what was this idol Nisroch? It was an idol made from the remaining wooden planks from Noach's Teva. Neser, meaning planks, Rach, meaning from Noach. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.